So, we are concluding with Psukah DeZimra for now, and we'll move on to Berachas Kriyas Shema. So, after you've finished saying Psukah DeZimra and you've said all the Psukim and the Kapitlach and Tehillim that you're supposed to say, and you said as Yashra, so the idea is that you've brought up your Emunah and Bitachin to an acceptable level, you know, that you can now proceed with davening. That was the purpose of Psukah DeZimra, especially like we saw last week in the Sfas Emes, that you've already established your relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you trust Him, and now you're ready to be mispal to Him. So now, we move on to Berachas Kriyas Shema, and obviously the point of Berachas Kriyas Shema is to say Shema itself, you know, which is Kabbalah Salam Al HaShemayim. And we're going to be focusing on Shema. That's what I'm aiming to do here. But before that, let's try to understand a little bit about Berachas Kriyas Shema, the structure of Berachas Kriyas Shema and the purpose of Berachas Kriyas Shema. And Berachas Kriyas Shema, I find to be from the strangest brachas in davening. And we'll go through them, you'll see what I mean. And I'm going to ask a lot of questions, and if we have some time, we'll start learning this piece in Rabbi Ruchum, who is the beginning of an answer. But otherwise, I'm interested just to hear if you thought about these questions before, if you have any ideas, if you heard any pshatim in the past. So, the Berachas Kriyas Shema in the morning, there are three brachas. And at night, by Ma'arav, there are four brachas. In the morning, there are three brachas. The first bracha being the bracha of Yetzirah, right? Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Yetzirah Baruch Choshech HaShem V'Rasakal. The bracha doesn't end there, though. This is all part of the bracha. It's one long, long, long bracha. And that bracha goes all the way till it finishes with Aruch Chadosh Atzi Entayer V'Nizke Chulanim Her L'Arei Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzirah HaMa'aris. So don't let all these paragraphs trick you. It's really one big bracha. It's just divided up into paragraphs. And even though we stop with the chazan, the reason why we stop is because we want to say Kedusha together. That's really the only way. Otherwise, we would just rip off the whole bracha till then. Like every bracha, the reason why this bracha in particular we stop is because we want to say Kedusha in unison. So we stop by Maritzen and Magdishim and Mlichim, so that like everybody should be on the same page, so to speak, everybody should around. And then we start again before to get ready to say Kaddish, Kaddish, Kaddish. We say Kaddish, Kaddish together. We say Vafanim. And then we say Baruch Hashem and Pemim together, and then we finish. But in reality, it's one big bracha with Kedusha in the middle.
And then we stretch it out on Shabbos.
And we add to it on Shabbos, right? We add a couple of pieces to it, right? Which Shabbos davening, right, is correct. Yeah, we'll have to be discussed separately. Yeah, it's a Hashem, we'll get to it. The second bracha is a Ahava Rabbah. A Ahava Rabbah is essentially a Berachas HaTorah, so much so that the halacha is you can be yaitzah Berachas HaTorah with it if you didn't say Berachas HaTorah in the morning. You could be yaitzah by saying Ahava Rabbah, provided that you learn immediately after davening. But it's a Berachas HaTorah, that's really what it is. And it's a little strange to stick a Berachas HaTorah over here in the middle of Berachas Kriyas Shema. But that's so strange when you think that Shema is Torah, right? It's three parashiyos of the Torah. So this is a preface. You're learning Torah, you need to make a Berachas HaTorah. You could argue like that. And then the last bracha is Emes V'Yatzev. That's how it begins. The last bracha begins Emes V'Yatzev and ends with Gaal Yisrael. And that's being Mekayim, the concept of being Semach Geula L'Tfila. So it speaks all about the Geula, it speaks about the past Geula, it speaks about the future Geula. And that's how we begin Shemoneh Esrei, which Smichas Geula Tefillah is something which is discussed at length in Chazal, the importance of Smichas Geula Tefillah and the Sfarim and the Rishonim already discuss why you have to be Semach Geula Tefillah, and we'll get to that. But that's the one bracha which we technically see very clearly why it is where it is. I don't know why it's called Berachas Kriyas Shema. We'll have to know what it has to do with Kriyas Shema, but why it is where it is because you need to be Semach Geula Tefillah, so it prefaces Shemoneh Esrei and you lead immediately into Shemoneh Esrei. So those are the three brachas that you have by Shacharis. You have the same brachas by Ma'ariv with the addition of Hashkivenu. In other words, Ma'ariv has Hamarav Aravim, which is the same idea as Yetzer Ar. Instead of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating light, you praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating night. And then you have Ahava Sa'ilam, which seems to be a shortened version of Ahava Rabbah, same idea, also Berachas HaTorah. Then you say Gaal Yisrael, which is also Smichas Geula Tefillah, the bracha of Geula. But then you add Hashkivenu, after Gal Yisrael, which is really, the Gemara even asks that it's a hefsik in between Geula and Tefillah. You're putting in this other bracha, Hashkivenu, that you do by Marv, and that also needs an explanation of what it's doing there, but we're going to focus on Shachris for now. Now, going back to the beginning, this first bracha, let's just attack, so to speak, this first bracha of Yetzirah. So, this bracha is fascinating, because ostensibly what you're doing is you're praising a Kaddish Baruch Hu for creating the day. But that needs explanation why that is the preface to Kriya Shema. We made a number of brachas all the way in the beginning of davening, the first section of davening, right, which we call Birchas HaShachar and Karbanos. That's where we knocked them off. Naisan Sechavina, Shalais Anigai, Shalais Anigavit, Shalais Anigisha, Pekeach Ivrim, Malba Sharum, Matur Surim. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating the difference between night and day and giving us all that we have, and there's a whole bunch of brachas for that point, and then we go on to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all things that He created in the Bria during Pesukim Zimra. We say that we will say Shema. That's really what we say. We say that Klal Yisrael should be praised who says Shema. Really, you don't even have to say this Va'ahavta. The reason why they instituted that is in case things get late, you should have you should be saying it here just to make sure you get it in time. Really, it's just Ha'imr Pamayim B'chal Yom Shema Yisrael, and then you move on. It's not, you don't. But
say Baruch Shem there or no?
Yeah, that's you say those two. Yeah. But anyway. Your point anyway is a good point, because there's talk about that, how the introduction to the Naaman includes everything, but again, beyond the scope. But my point is that why is in particular thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for light, that particular creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why is that the first bracha and the lead-in bracha of Berachas Kriya Shema? What's the connection between that and Kriya Shema? Why is that, after we've done with Pesukah Dezimra and done all the thanking that we've done in Pesukah Dezimra and Birchas HaShachar, this in particular is something we single out to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for? That's number one. Number two.
You just noticed that we say it twice in here, HaMachadishu to be able to claim to be Manset Freshis. Say it twice.
Correct. You say it
at the beginning, at the end.
Right, in the beginning, all the way to the end of the Baruch Hu. All the way to the end. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, correct. Another question, and
is that the same idea of creating light?
So we'll get to it in a second. Okay. It's going to be another question over here.
Okay.
But another horror here is like this: we start talking about, we praise the Kaddish Baruch Hu for creating light, and that's the first paragraph. Sort of. I mean, we throw in some other things also. We sort of praise Him for creating the whole Bria in the first part of the first paragraph. But then we immediately segue into praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating Malachim. Right? Bayer Kedoshim, Yoytzer Misharsim, Vashem Misharsim Kulam Amdim Bramaylam. He creates holy ones. He created servants. Meshmiyim B'yir Yachad B'kal Dir Elokim Chayim. And they let everybody hear with Yira, with fear. All talking about the Malachim. So the second paragraph of the bracha already segues into the creation of Malachim, and then we give a very, very detailed, very, very comprehensive description of how they say Kedusha.
Is this how they start their day?
The Malachim?
I
can't really tell you that.
Okay.
We don't know that much about what they do in the course of a day. This is Psukim and Yecheskel and Yeshaya. So in other words, whatever, I guess, connection we had to the Merkava was this part, that they do this. I don't know how they spend the rest of their day.
I don't know.
I'm not
where
sure.
I got that idea from. That's what I thought we were.
That the day begins that way?
Pesukah Dezimra gets us to some type of level that the Malachim get to when they're
starting
their day.
And so this, and we're reaching that. Well, what are we doing when we're saying this? Are we saying Kedusha, or we're saying that they say Kedusha? We sort of say Kedusha in Shemoneh Esrei. That's when we say Kedusha. Mm-hmm. Right? And this just seems to be iterating what the Malachim do. In any case, it's plunked in the middle of this bracha, and it doesn't seem to have anything to do with this bracha. I mean, this bracha is praising Hashem for light, and then we start telling you about the Malachim, and we start telling you about what the Malachim do, which is all nice and all fine, but it doesn't even have anything to do with this. And we could have, I guess, for the same money, put it into Avarabba. We could have stuck it into Gal Yisrael. It can be anywhere or nowhere. It doesn't. Any explanation, why is it here, and why is it the preface to Kriya Shema? And then what happens after that is in the last paragraph of the bracha, we praise Hashem for, then we say basically that he's worthy of the praise that the malachim give him, right? And then we, what it seems that we're doing is, there's a halacha that the chasimas habracha has to be mein apsicha. The end of a bracha always has, if it's a long bracha especially, which contains many different anyanim, it has to end with a similar phrase to, which is reminiscent of the way it started. For example, to take a random bracha from an answer, Shema Tefillah, right? So you say, Shema Keleinu, Hashem Aleikeinu, Chos V'rachem Aleinu, V'kabel V'rachem 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 Kikel Shema Tefillah, Sachem V'matam, V'fenachem Akenu Rik Matashivenu. And then we say, so we start with Shema Kaleinu. The last sentence has to contain those words, Shema Tefillas Amcha Yisrael, right? All the brachas are like that. They all begin with something and end with something similar to that. So likewise, this bracha began with Yetzirah. It needs to end with Yetzirah. How does it end? We say, Ar Chadash Al Tziyon Tayir, V'nizku Chulanu Meher La'ayre. So we start with Ar, we end with Ar. The funny thing is, this is not really Ar. That's a metaphor. When we say Or Chadash Al Tzion Tayir, that's not light. We say, Hashem, you should make a new light on Tzion, and we should all be zeicha to that light. That's a spiritual light, and it isn't even really a spiritual light. It's a metaphor. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should revive Tzion, he should bring the redemption, and the Mashiach should come, and that will, so to speak, be a time of great light, where everything will be clear. That's what it means. But that has nothing to do with thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for bringing out the sun and making light on us. But this is Me'ein HaChasima, Me'ein HaPsicha Samul HaChasima. So there obviously is some connection between the beginning, which seemed to be talking about light, physical light, and the end, which is clearly not talking about physical light. What's the connection? So those are three very basic questions which you need to address over here. Number one, again, why is the bracha of light singled out that we should do that as a preface to Kriya Shema? Number two, what is the connection of the whole story of the Malachim, the detailed Kedusha, etc.? And number three, when we finish, we try to reiterate the things that we said in the beginning. We try to make Me'ena HaPsicha Samul HaChasima. We talk about Ar Chadash, which doesn't seem to be light. And I was just going to say what you mentioned before, that we say again, HaMechadash B'tuv B'chol Yom Ma'aseh Bereishis, that's also part of the doing the Me'ena HaPsicha Samul HaChasima. That's why it's there. But again, it's so strange. It's Hamachadish B'tuv B'chayim Tam Maserashis, which we did mention in the beginning, and then we go into Ar Chadash, which seems to have nothing to do with creation and nothing to do with Hashem, what He does in the world every day. It's a whole different concept. Those are the three questions. So, there's one thing that clues us in a little bit, that we might have the wrong approach to what this bracha really is all about. Because the first paragraph, the first statement of this bracha, Yoytzir Ar, Shalom, is really a pasuk in Yeshaya. In your art girl Sidurim, you'll see one. It says, Alpi Yeshaya Mem Hei Zayin. You'll notice that. Right? Now, when it says Alpi, it's because it isn't exactly the Lashon HaPasuk. Lashon HaPasuk is somewhat different. Yeah, it's noticeably different. It really means the same thing, but this is the pasuk. It says, Yoytzir Ar, Kadosh Baruch Hu creates light, Baruch Hu creates dark. Aisa Shalom, He made peace, whereas Ra, and created evil. Ani Hashem Aisa Kaleila, that's the end of the pasuk. I am Hashem who created all this. So when we say Bayras HaKoil, we really mean Ra, and we're just using HaKoil as a metaphor. We mean everything, including Ra. We don't want to say the word Ra, the pasuk does, but we don't want to say the word Ra in Tefillah. But HaKoil includes Ra. Rashi over there on that pasuk says, what does this mean? He says, Yaitzer Ar for Tzadikim. Bayre Chayshech for Hashem, Aisa Shalom for Tzadikim, Bayre Ra for Hashem, Bayre Yetzar for Eretz Yisrael, Bayre Chayshech for Bavel, etc. Again, clearly nothing to do with light then. Nothing at all to do with light. The light is a metaphor once again. So we begin our bracha, which we clearly are trying to thank Hashem for the light of the day, but we utilize a pasuk which, in the way it's being said, is quite clearly not referring to the light of day, right? Just by the two parts of the pasuk. You see, the light we're talking about isn't referring to light, because it's you see that from the end of the pasuk when it says shalom and ra. It's not. We're not referring to the light and darkness. We're referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way He runs the world, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows upon this world. So it seems then that somehow, even though we are thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for light, that is what we're doing, and the rest of the bracha clearly is Mechadosh B'chol Yom Tamid Ma'aseh Bereishis. He renews the world, which means the light comes out, and the whole world gets revived. It seems like a new world. Hameyur La'aretz Older Al Malab Rachamim. He lights up the world and all the people that live in it. So it's clearly talking about a physical light, but yet the very first part is not talking about a physical light. So what is going on here? So you take let's start looking at this piece of Rabbi Rucham. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. It's in it's not in our Torah. It's in Das Chachma Musar. Rabbi Rucham has Das Torah. That's Al Torah. Those were his shmuzin, but these were his. He was a mashgiach also, who had nothing to do with the parasha. He just gave shmuzin to yeshiva. So that's what these are. A collection of his shmuzin.
One quick question.
Yeah.
This was also composed by the Anshei Knesset Sagdalot.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All brachas were.
Okay.
Yeah. Not just Shemana Esrei, that's your question. Yeah, even right. All brachas,
Brachas and Zimra,
the brachas of Psukah de Zimra were, that's an interesting thing. Baruch Sh'amar was something unique. Baruch Sh'amar, it says, was a Pesach that fell down Mishamayim. Yeah, so some sort of it has different halacha. Yeah. Right, but otherwise, yeah, generally all brachas we assume were written by Anshei Knesset Sagdalot. Okay. So let's start seeing what he says. I think we're going to continue into next week, but let's just give an idea here. Hamizbainen bebirchas yetzar. If you think about the bracha of yetzar, she mitav matbeya habracha hu alam iris. The nusach matbeya, then as the nusach habracha, the purpose of the bracha seems to be on the creation of the iris, the sun, the moon, the heavenly bodies that create light. Hainu al teva, so it's a bracha on the creation of teva, of nature, of the natural world. Be'emes yispale, you can wonder, shenichalu b'bracha zu in yonim, in this bracha is included things, she'l'chayre einam in ha'bracha, which don't seem to have anything to do with the concept of the bracha, shehi bracha al teva, it's really a bracha on teva. We say in the bracha, l'kei olam, b'racha mecha rab m'rachim aleinu, have rachmanis on us. So he says, if we're making bracha on teva, why do we stick in a bakasha takadosh baruch hu harachmanis on us? That doesn't seem to be the right place in a bracha that we're making on teva that belongs in Shema Keleinu or something like that. What is it doing here? Avol mikivin shekein taktu chazal. But if we see that chazal and misakin the bracha this way, vadish zeh meaning a bracha, so it must be that this does have a connection to the bracha. So he says as follows: Amru ba'avis. It says in avis, chaviv adam shenivra b'tzalam. A person is beloved because he was created in the Tzelem of Hashem. Ubiyarnu b'makam achar, we explain somewhere else. Shebe'emes yisoid kol habriya, the foundation of the whole world, who chibur v'dibuk, its connection and attachment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'zeu kol mahusa shel tava, and this is the true nature of nature. Rak chibur v'dibuk. It's just a way, a method of connecting and attaching yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says as follows. He explains this. Mahusan shal ma'iris hu, the true nature, the true identity of the sun and the moon and those things that create light, hu hameir lo'olam kula b'chvayde. Let's translate those words. Hameir is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who lights up the world with his glory. Gilui or pnei melech. Zeu soid kal ma'iris. He says, you're looking at the sun, and you think you're seeing the sun. And Chazal say, you're not seeing the sun. You're seeing Hameir Lo'elam Kulu B'chvayde. You're looking at a Kadosh Baruch Hu lighting up the world. And he explains this. He says, Bahayu'udim La'asid Lavai, in the old testimonies of what will be La'asid Lavai, Nemar, it's Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lo Yihi L'cha Shemesh La'ar Yoimam. You won't have the sun to be create light. Hashem will be the light. So he says, someone who understands will understand, is gam kahayoyim. Today also, not just lasad lavoi, the light is being created, it's shining straight from Hashem. That is the true mitzias of Ar, that's the true, that is what Ar really is. And if you think differently, that's as if there's a difference in between them. If it seems to you that really the sun is creating light, The problem is that Einai hu ein bal chai. We have the eyes of a human, the eyes of a bria. Shezoi ashkafa bahamis. This is the viewpoint of our more behema side of ourselves, our very gashmiistig side. It's not a ruchniistig look. It's not a true seichel understanding. Right? It's not a true perception of what we're looking at. Chazal akadoshim shiriyasam haisatzachzam mitzuchzachais chazal, that their vision was so clear and it was crystal clear. Zaka tahira, it was pure. Haim bahabita mal ma'iris, when they looked at the sun and the moon, lo ro or achakal, they didn't see any other light. Zulasi ari yisbarach, they just saw a straight giloi kvoid yisbarach shemai. B'chol ha'teva lo ro kimaisei yisbarach, and when they looked at the teva, that's all they saw. Zakadosh baruch hu. Amnam kach mas kol ha'bracha. He says, that's exactly the way this bracha begins. Hameir la'aretz v'ladar malal. V'lo hizkiru chazal kanes ha'shemesh. Afilu b'tar yom tzai. The pasuk doesn't make, the bracha makes no mention of the sun. You have a whole bracha about light, and there's not a word about the sun. I saw in a different sefer that he was saying, we should have mentioned something about the sun does more than just create light. It gives us heat. It makes photosynthesis in plants. It does tremendous, wondrous things. But what he's saying is, the bracha is not about the sun. If you think the bracha is about the sun, you miss the point of this bracha. The point of this bracha is to identify that you think you're looking at the sun, clarify your vision, take the sun out of your eyes, so pardon the pun, and see that the light is directly Hashem's light.
So then why is it
conclude with Yotzei Hamid? So wait a second. Okay. So he says, now, this is an unfortunate fact of life that we aren't so on such a high level. We are more Megushim Dig, we are more closer to this world. And our eyes are flesh eyes. Nesta Habriyat Slainu Ketzim Avanim. Therefore, we look at the Bria and we fail to see that it's all Hashem, and to us, we do see stones and sticks and stones. We don't directly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Chazal, recognizing that, said the next thing you say is, Morab Masecha Hashem, Kulam B'chachma Asisa. Now, as we identify, there's a Masecha and a Hashem. There's his creations and him. And then we start talking about how we can perceive Hashem through observing his creations. Shebem is Kalabriya Rei Chachmal Yaina. Okay, etc. I think we'll continue next week. As an introduction, just to begin to understand how the questions are going to get answered, what Reb Ruchem is trying to tell us here is that the bracha isn't a bracha on light. It's a bracha on our perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a whole different type of bracha. Mm. It's not a Birchas HaShevach, like we had all those Birchas HaShevachs till now. It's not a bracha. It's not thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he has in the world, and you know, and praising all the aspects of the world that he created that we said in the Halukas. We're past that now. Now we're just straight trying to perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're trying to actually take away everything that clouds our vision. And we're trying to see, when we see light, it should be to us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shining light at us. It's the light of Hashem that we're feeling, nothing else. Really a spiritual light that's somehow coming across as a physical light. So that's the beginning of this concept, and we'll talk about it more at Kimitz Hashem next week. We'll try to work through the whole bracha and see how it really fits in beautifully to every aspect of what this bracha is doing.
Why do we end our day with Amir Avraham?
I'm sorry?
Why do we